Good evening. It is Friday night, February 23rd, 2018. We're just a couple of days away from the trade deadline, and oh my, will we have a trade to announce for the Sharks? Besides Eric Fair, of course. We will find out in due time, but this team is struggling over the last two games, giving a combined total of 10-2 in the last 24 hours. Nonetheless, we're here to talk about it. Well, I'm here to talk about it. Hi, everyone, and welcome to Teal Town After Dark, following a Sharks 3-1 loss over the Chicago Blackhawks. Ugh. Chicago hasn't been playing well this year, but they sure stunned the San Jose Sharks on this night. Nonetheless, if you want to be part of the show, you can do so by using the hashtag TealTownUSA on the Twitter machine, or you can join us in the YouTube chat on the page or the app. We welcome those of you watching us online, and we are live and all over the world, Sharks fans. We're here for you. Yikes. It's crazy. Let's see what we got in the chat so far. Bearded Guy 661. I think it's time to bench DeMello for Heath. Then again, bench the entire defense over these two games. Yeah, I mean, it doesn't even seem like anything's going for the Sharks at this point. Jerry F is agreeing. Can we bench Steve Spott too? Yes. If Gentry was here, he would say fire Steve Spott right now. That power play has gone colder than an ice rink, folks. Zone entries and turnovers tonight like a tiger. You know what? There's that. They've had a number of offsides too. They are just not communicating, just not connecting with it. Maybe. Oh, Rob, don't start. Don't start. Maybe play Martin and Heat and put Burns to forward. Yes, that's right, Rob. And that's what this show should be sponsored by. When it's time for a change, think Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, your oil change tune-up and smog experts. Yes. All right. Well, as they would say on the, I think it's the sixth ever episode of Then Puckinology After Dark, let's talk about this game. And let's talk about this game. No goals in the first period. Seemed like the Sharks were coming on a little bit in that first period during the game. Out shooting the Hawks 15-11, they got a number of scoring chances. Just no puck luck in the period. Heck, let alone throughout the night as it went on later in the game. And Randy and Drew mentioned it on the broadcast tonight. It didn't seem like they had 43 shots on goal. They were putting pucks on net, but unfortunately, just weren't getting it in. Let's see. Mike Nevis in the chat. Maybe Pavelski could hit the open net when the goal is facing. And like a tiger says, credit to the Hawks younger D who forced a few of those but poor lane choices. Yeah, it's just really, really, really rough. Jerry F, speaking of Spot, the more I look at these bad games, the more I think a lot of our problems are down to the systems put in by BDB and company. Offensive zone, pass, turnover, then pass, missed shot. Well, you know what? And that's the same thing that was before the injuries. I mean, Jumbo, Cheryl mentioned it tonight when we were having a chat with letsgosharks.com on the Twitter. It's the proverbial Joe Thornton, predictability thing. She said, so freaking predictable, as sure a Jumbo stopping and turning at the half boards. Yep. It's simple as that, even on, not on the power play for that matter. Let's see, what else are you guys saying tonight? You know, these are complete lineups for the Sharks tonight. Everyone played with everyone. Yeah, the line blender was out big time. Fair, I think, at one time was centering Pavelski and Tierney. I mean, they PDB literally just went with all the lines tonight and to find anything to generate some offense. I think the unfortunate part, as Doug Wilson and Tim Burke and company were in attendance tonight, unfortunately, I think the guys know that they're pretty much safe because the Sharks have no assets to move right now at the trade deadline coming up. It's pretty much sink or swim. And unfortunately, and I think we mentioned this on a previous show, that Doug Wilson's first move of the season, not counting like, you know, re-upping all the guys, has pretty much been freaking trading for Eric Fair. You know, it's an unfortunate, you know, I mean, yeah, if you want to talk about Ryan Carpenter, who had another assist tonight in Vegas, I mean, that one's going to be a tough one to swallow as they give up a key cog to a division rival for absolutely nothing. Just unbelievable in that. So let's see. As we continue on with the recap of this game, in the second period, Chicago outshot the Sharks 13-10. They would get on the board here. Jan Ruda, his sixth of the season, from Anthony Duclair and Nick Schmaltz at 5:46 of the second period, makes it 1-0 Chicago. Nice shot near the blue line. And Jan Ruda gets on the board for the Chicago Blackhawks. Third period, San Jose tried to come out strong. It didn't start out too well. Nick Schmaltz, happy birthday to you. His 22nd birthday. He gets his 17th goal of the season, assisted by Anthony Duclair. Duclair with two assists, I should say, on the evening to make it 2-0 Chicago. But the Sharks would come out and they would get that all proverbial hashtag That's So Sharks teaser goal, you know, that goal that makes you what? Okay, so you're telling me there's a chance. Yeah. Timo Meier grips and rips it. What a shot, too. That was a good one. Timo time indeed. His 15th on the year from Burns and Pavelski at 12:09 of the third period. That made it 2-1. Sharks had numerous chances. And as we mentioned before, Pavelski hit the post with the shot. That would have likely tied the game, would have gotten them a point tonight. And all this with a delayed penalty coming up. And Berube was looking at the wrong side of the ice. He had his freaking butt sticking out. It could have been a butt save tonight, but it went off the post. Yeah. And then Artem Anisimov with the empty netter, despite like Burns and Vlasic going back and forth between goaltenders. You know, they had some rough stuff throughout the game. I think there was like three Chicago Blackhawks getting after Brent Burns. They're probably trying to, you know, tug on his little chin salad there that he's got going on. Unfortunately, the Sharks just couldn't find the back of the net. They generated scoring chances. They definitely had some shots, but just nothing going in. Nothing going in. And it's, you know, it's crazy. Let's see here as we go onward to the chat here. I wrote on Twitter, Sharks look checked out. Pauline Tillis, and Eddie agreed. Yeah, Dave B. Pilot. They probably look checked out. And I wouldn't be surprised if they've been going to be checked out for a while. Because like I said, this team is stagnant. This team hasn't made moves to get better. They put Carpenter on the waivers. They got a little worse. They brought up everybody. At this point, do we actually call up Rudolph Spalsters and put him into the lineup? I mean, I don't think he's quite NHL ready, but at this point, what do you got to lose? I mean, you showcase him on Sunday in Minnesota. It remains to be seen. Dave B also goes on. The Hawks honestly did not play very well. Sharks just played worse. Yeah. And unfortunately, Pavelski used the proverbial Mike Singletary answer as to we got to look at the film. When you're starting to say that, that means you're in trouble. I'm sorry. I think you're in trouble if you have to look at the film to see where you're at. And yeah, you played well, 43 shots on goal, but you've only gotten one behind the net. You've played two goals.
So long enough to know there's every team you play has a chance to beat anyone at any given night.
PDB, as I'm checking here, you're getting a little feisty with the reporters at this post-game presser. We'll continue on. I'm sorry, guys. I was seeing if there's going to be any nuggets in there that we can mention on the show this evening. Jerry F, same with our power play too. We have like two or three plays and that's it. Teams just know how to read it. Yeah. No, I mean, it's pretty much, I mean, before Jumbo, it was the get the puck around the Jumbo. He'll set it up for Burns. Burns will wrist it. Hope Pavs will deflect it in and score. And that was their ammo, especially in 2016. The other thing, like I mentioned tonight on Twitter, that drop pass, as me and Let's Go Sharks and Cheryl were mentioning about it on Twitter as well. That drop pass is in the neutral zone. I don't know what it does, but it doesn't do anything realistically. So, Eric, dude, I think the Sharks feel insulted that Eric Fur was a trade the Sharks made. For all their hard work this year, it doesn't pick up an impact player. I see as they believe they are the impact players and that they need to set up. Plus, I think they're expecting, the proverbial, oh, he'll be back. It'll be a boost. Like they picked up this guy at the trade deadline when Jumbo returns, if he returns, or when Ward returns. I mean, you've maxed out everything with the Barracuda. And at this point, it's tough. Update from Bakersfield. No, not Bakersfield. I think they're at home. I apologize. The Barracuda trail the Condors 3-1 after 40 minutes of play. Going onward, settle it down postseason, make a few big changes. Central and a surging pit will be a tough playoffs. Yeah, it's going to be a tough playoffs. Whoever you get is going to be a tough playoffs. Yes, Felix. Hey. I missed most of the game. Well. Felix, let me get you on here, dude. We're just going to be shooting stuff about the game. Or not the game, but overall the Sharks now. As I go through the stats. All right, Felix, here we go, bud. If you're just joining us, welcome to Teal Town After Dark. We do this after every single post game. For all means, do us a favor, hit that subscribe button down below. Also hit that bell next to it. That gives you the notification every time we come on. So thank you, chat. Appreciate it. Is he taking Collins at the moment? Yeah, I'll take Collins. Shoot. I hope Fresno gets easy. Well, there was that rumor, and I think Fresno media was in there, was in the press box too, hoping that the Barracuda would eventually move to Fresno. But I think both arenas that are down there want nothing for hockey. Let's see. I'm supposed to. That's all right. But as I'm trying to go through it, draw passes as much, and those are stretch passes. Yep. And you would think that would be better. As they show the replay of Timo Meier giving it to Nito Niederreiter for Minnesota's winning goal in overtime against the Sharks on December 10th. And that's another thing about, Dylan DeMello. He's had a rough go, and there's plenty of people who believe that they are more talented options in regards to the defenseman with Team Heed, and with Heed being an offensive help along with the defense, do you try to put him up there? So Fresno State is getting hockey next year. That's awesome. I thought they already had a club team though, Rob. I swear I thought they had a team. In fact, I'm pretty sure they do. In fact, yeah, I could see their. Oh, okay, yeah, they're coming in the fall. That's cool. Always like it. In fact, this is the original San Jose State design that I made for their third jersey. Which is pretty cool. Me and Amber Sheldon came up with this Go Spartan logo here. And, of course, with my jerseys, it's, of course, always Puck F14. Yeah. So, Felix, you coming, buddy? I hope you are. You need hangouts. I'm a mic. Yes, Laurel basically is saying it. Pretty good. Let's see here. You need hangouts. I'm a mic. An ability to know how and when to mute your mic. And a cam or a pick to have up. Yeah. I feel a need for Heed. Yep. I agree like a tiger. Bearded Sharks guy. So here's how we do it. We do it through YouTube. Oh, what?
What's up?
Felix! Hallelujah.
It's been way too damn long. What's up, buddy?
Hey, how are you? Let's get you situated.
Super exhausted after a week of programming and, you know, other non-hockey related stuff. But, you know, it is what it is.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Never fun. Never
yeah.
fun.
Yeah.
Well, first off, how are you?
Great. This whole week is going to be really interesting. Of course, leading up to Monday, which is the trade deadline. Lots of intrigue there. Obviously, and I know you guys are talking about the game that happened earlier tonight, but Ottawa and Vegas and Pittsburgh completed a three-way trade. Initially, was a two-way trade between Pittsburgh and the Senators. Of course, the NHL rejected that for reasons, and so yeah.
Yeah, they were talking about how they were going to, what's the word I'm looking for, Felix? Somebody help me out, because I know which word I'm going to see it.
And my brain is pretty much not wanting to work tonight, so I apologize.
You know, hold back the contract that Broussard has, like, right. You think, like, salary retention, that's right, what it right. is.
Yeah, that makes sense. What do you think is, do you think there's going to be much activity on Monday, first off?
You know, how it's looking right now, it looks like there's a high cost. There's a high cost of stuff coming back. And if that's the case, I can't see I can't see it happening, unfortunately. James Abel in the chat, Vegas is paying 40% of Broussard's contract. Yeah, so it's that's a bummer. But, you know, Felix, we can't be talking about trades unless we actually have...
We have a trade to announce!
For sure. I mean, come on now.
Right.
We have to have Kevin Bettman do that.
Yeah, I don't, Steve, love you, but I don't think the Sharks are ever going to fold or sell, so.
What?
Yeah, Steve Cropper saying in the chat, Sharks should fold in.
That's going to be a tough one to get, and for speaking that of, matter.
Speaking of folding and selling, what the heck is up with Ottawa? Like, seriously.
You know, I think it's going to be a big issue if they do trade Erik Karlsson.
Oh, yeah,
for sure. And they get crap for it. And here's the funny thing. How does Matt Duchene feel right now?
Yeah, that's a really good point. I saw a tweet on that. I was like, holy crap, that is a really good point. Because, like, I mean, initially what he wanted out of Colorado just because he wanted to be in the playoffs. And, well, obviously Ottawa thought that acquiring him would, you know, make them or boost their playoff chances, but obviously not. So, my goodness.
Steve, no, we don't want you to be any of those after two games. Yes, it is rough, and those have been awful two games.
And it's making me, I feel sort of glad that I missed those two games. But yeah, I saw a little bit of the Predators game, and man, it was, I switched over to the tab and I was like, oh my goodness gracious. The funny thing is, I feel like it's expected now every time we play the Predators at Bridgestone, because I just feel like they're so good on home ice. Yeah.
And Pekka Rinne can get on a roll. And I saw early in the first period last night, he just seemed like he was on a roll. And unfortunately, that's the case.
Yeah.
You know, and as for the case for tonight, I mean, it seemed like they were getting shot attempts, but, and I still don't know how we got 43. it just doesn't seem like it. But like you said, it is what it is. But Jerry F in the chat brings up a good point. I think it's possible that the high prices for trade material to fall off on the last day if the sellers aren't getting much in the next few days, but also maybe not. Jerry, you bring up a point, and Felix, tell me I'm wrong here. I could see where we get into that last hour and people who want to sell the people who are wanting to buy are just going to give up and throw stuff at people because
exactly. I mean, like I feel like the market has been ridiculously high, like especially for this year. And you know, you saw with the Derek Brassard trade, and then Erik Karlsson, what they're asking from him, and so it's gonna be chaos.
Yeah. Rob Iman. Hey, Rob, if you got a bunch of fact or fictions, we'll just roll some here.
Over paper.
Fact or fiction, Felix. Islanders overplay for a goaltender.
I'm going to say fact, likely.
That would be so Garth Snow, of course.
Right.
You know, James Abel, seriously though, is anybody beating Pittsburgh? Oh, I think they're defeatable. I think Tampa's just kind of in a lull right now because they got out to such an unbelievable hot streak, Felix. Mm. And now it's kind of like, can we get to the playoffs already?
Yeah, exactly. Right. Yeah. It's, and the thing is, and again, I'm going back to the whole Broussard trade. The fact that they've acquired him, obviously they're trying to go all in and go for that three-peat, but I don't see if that. I don't know if that's actually going to happen. You know.
You know, it's possible. I mean, yeah. This definitely helps them for sure.
For sure.
But in the sense, of Tampa, Boston's been on a roll. Toronto, yeah. Especially if they get Austin Matthews back. Wait, sorry, Ceremony native Austin Matthews back.
Mm-hmm.
You know. But you know, kind of getting back to the Sharks, and Mike Nevis puts it back. This team has no identity. Jerry F. also agrees with him mm-hmm. in the sense that they kind of feel rudderless and schizophrenic. Good games, bad games, etc. What do you think on that?
I tend to sort of agree. Like, I mean, obviously, there are teams all over the league that have gone, like, that have gone through their ups and downs. But yeah, this, I felt like lately, like, I can't really decide what this Sharks team is. You know, like, it's, you know, obviously, because you've lost Jumbo, you've lost Jumbo for a certain amount of time. And I'm not, is Ward still on the shelf, too?
Yeah, he's still on the shelf.
Okay, so you've lost him, too, and... Yeah, I'm just like, what is this team really? So, I tend to agree.
KM says, "Oh, it has an identity. The identity's weak point shots. That's it."
Fair point there.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, How many of Burns' shots have been blocked this year? So,
and that goes back to the predictability too.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
With you know, people see that coming. They see that Pavelski is trying to get, you know, into the slot to get some
right, and everyone can read that from a mile away from years of watching them doing it too. So,
yeah, Tron Disc, hi Thomas. I decree a guarantee first round exit down and out unless DW decides to pull Rabbit out of his bleep at the deadline. Problem is, what pieces are you going to send off to get that? That rabbit.
Yeah.
I mean it's rough.
You know? Exactly.
And here's the other thing too, Rob. I mean, Sharks have lacked physicality this season.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they have. Yeah. And the way that they, after the Jumbo injury, how these teams have kind of gone after them a little bit. It goes to show, Felix, that you know, it kind of reminds me of 10 years ago where the Sharks don't make, you know, don't respond to.
Right. Hits. Right. And lately you haven't really seen like that response. Like every time, like there's a big hit, you know, you'd usually have someone drop in the gloves, but no one's really done that. So.
Yeah. And the thing is that they don't have anybody that can do that just because you can't lose that player. Right. I mean, right. If it's a defenseman with, like, say, Dillon,
mm-hmm.
you know, now you're down to five defensemen.
Right, for sure. Or like, Goodrow. Like, I mean, you've seen him drop the gloves, like, a few times this season mm-hmm. recently. And, you know, you don't want to ask him to do too much of that because, you know, he's definitely going to want to value to the lineup, so.
Mm-hmm.
And Jerry F. Asks, if the Sharks don't make the playoffs this year, does PDB stay? I think so. I mean, like, you literally hired PDB literally just for what's it been? I want to say two years.
This is his third season.
Third season, okay. Yeah, I don't see him going anywhere. What about you?
I don't see him going anywhere. And I will say this, after this morning, if they were to make a change, what about maybe Marco Sturm?
Could be a consideration for sure.
Yeah, he does have ties to the organization, yeah. and everything like that. you know, Mike Nevis commenting, they really have no leaders. Pap's voice is lost in the room after Logan and Burns. The talent is huge. And there you go. I mean, Timo is getting better,
right?
But after Timo, what do you have coming up?
Right. Yeah, for sure. And I'm kind of reading in on how Nevis's Pav's voice is lost in the room. Yeah, I feel like I don't know. Like, I want to see there's chemistry, but at the same time, like, I just wonder, like, what the overall feeling is in the locker room. You know, like, mm-hmm. I just love to be that fly on the wall that just listens in on what you know, what the conversation is between the teammates.
Gotcha. Just trying to, this is where you really start to keep an eye out on all the insider official accounts. Yeah, and
for sure.
And you know, nothing.
By the way, speaking of the insider stuff, do you think there was ever any traction with the Placanids to San Jose rumors?
There might have been. I'm sure Doug is probably calling everybody and right. seeing what the price is, but at the same time, the price is probably super high right now.
Exactly. And why would the Sharks? What I'm thinking is, why would the Sharks, you know, make that sort of trade right now? I mean, because the last thing you want at this point is another like aging, you know, forward.
Yeah, I mean, and to me, I would think maybe more so Pacioretty. If we're going to get anything out of Montreal, personally, let's see what's going on. Else is going on here.
See, interesting comment here by Tron Disc. Teal Town USA staff, you have to admit that seeing the Smashville Predleys of Honky Tonk Country and Vegas Golden Showers trending
is disheartening. Nashville, not as much because they've been kind of like the Sharks, been consistently getting into the playoffs. Yeah, they missed them here and there, and of course there was the threat of them moving to Hamilton about a decade ago. But the Vegas Golden Knights, it is disheartening.
Right.
I mean, what do you take from having the expansion team essentially going to be winning the Pacific, could win the President's Trophy this season?
Man, I'm still like sort of in shock that this expansion team is where they are right now. Obviously, they had such a historic start, and their historic season continues, and it's disheartening as a Sharks fan. But in all honesty, as a hockey fan, I'm actually kind of enjoying watching them play, because it's, you know, I've always been for the growth of hockey, and the fact just seeing the success out in Vegas it pleases me, to be honest, because then you spread the game even more and all that good stuff. So
yeah, and that's the big thing. They knew somebody was eventually going to get in there, and right. sure enough, the Raiders are going to go in a few years. But what this does is that they got a 2-3 year head start on the Raiders to establish being a hockey town. I mean, yeah, the Raiders are going to be the big ticket in Vegas, and right. and what else is new? But to have the success is going to be huge.
For sure.
My concern down the road for Vegas is what happens when they don't have the success, is how it's going to react to them. Now, granted, the Raiders only play once a week, and what's going to happen after that. So right, we'll see with sure. that. But my thing is, and you can tell me if I'm wrong here, Felix, mm-hmm. is I find it really disgusting on how easy they got it. And while they paid $500 million for it, to have them just basically given everything to them, it just really frustrates me. And if this team wins the Stanley Cup, you're going to have cities like San Jose, Vancouver, Winnipeg saying, like we mentioned in the chat, why don't we just fold and get that deal? And then we can have this thing. And guess what, folks? If you think it's bad now, wait 2 years when the Seattle insert name years
right.
get the same deal when they pay $650 million
right.
to join the league.
Mm-hmm. Although I'm also thinking about how much better prepared the league will be than the next time around when Seattle does get an expansion team too.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what they do for if sure. they let them do it. Mike Nevis in the chat, no Jumbo, no Patty, lots of empty seats sold or not. No new star in sight. Big issues are coming for San Jose that they've never faced.
Yeah, I've also asked this question to Ian a few times, like Tilton and Glasses, about what's next for the Sharks, like, because eventually Jumbo's gonna have to move. They're gonna have to move on from Jumbo, and so I just question what's next for the Sharks franchise after, you know, post Jumbo era, basically. And so I'm not gonna lie, it does kind of worry me. So
I just don't know. I don't know. I you know, I was going to see if Ian was open, but it looks like he's already head to the bed. Going through his tweets, it's like, Sharks just pissing this one away. I don't feel like the Hawks have been significantly better. They at least came to pay. Sharks, not so much. Yep, totally agree with Ian. And he's oh, I've already stayed up too late to watch this shit show, but oh, there's the swear jar.
Yeah.
But this is a game that hopefully the team does not look back at in April if they are packing their golf clubs in the bag. I completely agree, but one of the things he did retweet is from John Shannon in regards to that Pittsburgh trade. And let me share it here so that way everybody can get on
right
see this from John Shannon with Sportsnet. So my question, why would Vegas take money on Brassard and help Pittsburgh? It appears otherwise. Brassard was headed to a Western team and VGK got involved to keep him in the East. As I was told, better to face him in round 4 than 2. That's interesting.
That is interesting.
And we did mention how maybe there were some rumblings about Brassard being here.
Interesting. I've actually never really heard those rumors.
Yeah, so that could be something there. I like the first response, though. It's the least they could do after Vegas took Fleur.
I've seen plenty of tweets like that, like how that trade was basically Vegas's thank you for, you know, Fleur. So yeah.
Maybe Bearded Shark Sky 661. Maybe Seattle will be gifted the opportunity with getting pick 2 players from each team. Bearded, let's not give them that idea. Trondisk also, screw Vegas winning the cup. Ian, if they get to the Western Finals, I demand the reinstatement of the Sharks season. Holders town hall meeting. Yes, the town hall meeting, otherwise known as the State of the Sharks.
Yeah,
I can't see that happening though. It's not good. But Mike Nevis, getting back to his point, there are some issues coming, and it's a concern for being in a crowded sports market. I mean, we'll leave the colleges aside,
right?
But you have the Giants who just made a big splash. You have the Niners who just got Jimmy Garoppolo to sign for a big deal. The Warriors are the Warriors,
right?
And yes, the A's are the A's, but they're still the A's. The Earthquakes got to the playoffs last year while they just pooped the bed when they got there. You know, it's
there's definitely a lot of competition, especially in the, you're in the local sports market, you know, for the Sharks to, you know, contend with.
In that case, you look at all that and you think, maybe this is the time for us to, I'm going to say that R word, rebuild. Maybe it is time for them to do that because there's so many there's so many teams doing better where, yeah, you're going to lose the dollar and the business and the entertainment value from here.
Right.
But now you have the time to do it. And like Mike says in the chat, the Bay Area demands stars. The Sharks have zero. DW knew it was coming and did nothing and had at least 3 years to prepare.
Yeah. And here are my thoughts on a rebuild, to be perfectly honest. I'm pretty much like I wouldn't be surprised if that starts happening real soon, because this team, obviously they had the cup run 2016, they had their chance, and you know, whether or not they bank on another playoff run, that's another story. But eventually they're gonna have to rebuild, and at this point, just knowing that again, they're gonna be without Jumbo pretty soon. I mean, again, and who knows where Thornton's gonna re-sign in the offseason if the Sharks don't get him back. Obviously they don't have Patrick Marleau, he's with the Leafs. I wouldn't mind a rebuild, to be honest. It's gonna hurt, obviously, but you know.
Both Mike Babcock said at his first press conference as Leafs coach, yes, there will be pain. Embrace the pain. It'll be okay for pain. Yeah. So
you know what? You know what's interesting now? I wonder if Doug Wilson does what I believe the New York Rangers and one other team did, where they, and I believe it was Vancouver, where they sent out like a sort of a letter to like their fans that like, we're with you fans. We acknowledge that you guys have been with us every step of the way, blah, 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 blah. And there's going to be some pain coming, this and that. So I wonder if you could go that route.
You can go retool and be honest, you're going to probably have to retool like a certain team that plays in British Columbia to get the minor league team going. That's what they're going to have to do. And you get guys like Delzato and Gagne and Vanek to fill in the meantime. And in a sense, as much as Thornton's done a ton for this organization, in that sense, you know, he is that guy because you don't have anybody else right now.
Yeah.
Thank you, Bearded Sharks. I appreciate that.
I gotta watch that LFR then.
If you missed it, I forget what game it was, but I was in one of Steve Dangle's LFRs. As I mentioned that Marleau got his 20th goal and assisted on the play was San Ramon native Austin Matthews. Can this market sustain a full rebuild? And therein lies the problem right now. Right. I mean, there was such a honeymoon with the Sharks when they moved down to San Jose from the Cow Palace. They really haven't done a full rebuild here.
Right.
They had the success. They kind of retooled and that's it.
Right. And I kind of wonder, considering like the local sports media doesn't really give the Sharks much attention to begin with, I wonder what a rebuild would do for like the overall perception in the Bay Area, you know.
It can't. I mean, they get no talk on the locals broadcast scene or anything. I mean, that's part of the reason why we do this show.
Right, of course.
It's part of why we have TealTownUSA.com where Felix gives his hockey takes every so often. So if you haven't checked it out,
of course.
Felix, yes. it's just crazy.
Yeah.
Before we move on, do you think Bart will boost attendance to the Shark next season? If Bart gets there by next season,
right?
I just don't know if it will or not.
I haven't heard any plans of Bart like actually going there.
Well, it's supposed to be at the Diridon Station. I just don't know how it's going to fit. So I'm typing you something.
Okay.
So Felix, do you have something to say?
Let's see. Wait, I'm probably missing something. Oh, so how about the? Let's move on to the NHL wraparound.
Thank you for saying the right name. Yes. Mm-hmm. Thank you for saying.
I was like, no, you're not gonna want that.
Yeah. So, this BART goes to Barry S in the fall. Yes. So it'll be quick to get over there. That'll help. We'll see how it goes. I'm just not sure on that. So we'll recap what the Sharks did over words. They outshot the Hawks 43-36. They dominated the faceoff circle 61-39. The power play is now 0-19 since that Vegas game. They actually outhit the Hawks 15-11. They blocked 23 shots, the Hawks 13. Time on ice, everybody was in double digits tonight, but no dice whatsoever. Eric Fair, by the way, -1, 3 shots on goal, 13-43, 91% on the faceoff circles. Wow. Felix, that's pretty good. So he isn't the mega goal scorer, but at the same time, he's doing the little things, which
for
I think
sure,
is good.
For sure, yeah. How has he looked, by the way?
I thought he looked pretty solid. I mean, for a fourth line center, you're winning faceoffs, you're doing the things that you need to do, and
right,
yeah. So, all right, we move on to the NHL wraparound. Thank you, Felix, for getting the name right. As we discuss the handful of games on the schedule tonight, in New York, the Minnesota Wild beat the Rangers 4-1. Eric Staal with 2 goals, Michael Granlund's with 2 goals on the season. Dubnyk gets the win as Georgiev gets the loss for the Rangers. Pittsburgh, like, they really need Derek Brassard when you beat. When they basically tell Cam Ward, you can't Cam Ward this bitch. Penguins 6, Hurricanes 1. Jake Gensel, his 20th on the season. Olimata, his 5th. Kessel, you know, Amanda's brother, got 2 goals. Crosby gets his 20th of the season on the power play. Malkin gets his 34th on their
By the way, sorry to interrupt you, but congratulations to the women's team USA for winning the gold medal finally.
That shootout move by Lamoureux. Oh
my goodness.
Dirtier than Donskoy, for sure.
All right.
In St. Louis, Connor Hellebuck shuts out the St. Louis Blues 4-0. His 6th shutout of the season for those with fantasy teams. Yes. As me and Gentry are playing this week, I'm beating him by 10 points right now.
Yes. That's nice.
I can hear the chat arguing, we don't care about your fantasy team. Dear Shark Sky 661, I had to switch to porn to cleanse my eyes after watching that D. Wow. That's
just crazy. Yeah.
That's good stuff. And then the Sharks lose 3-1 to the Blackhawks. Games in progress. At one time, this was a 2-2 game, but in Vegas, the Vegas Golden Knights have scored 3 goals in the second period. They now lead the Vancouver Canucks 5-2. William Karlsson with 2 goals. Jonathan Marchessault with a power play goal. Yes, as Sven Berchi, and maybe the last time Thomas Vanek plays for the Canucks, he's got his 17th goal in the year.
Yeah.
So that takes care of the wraparound. So Do you have anything to add on, Felix?
I mean, I'm just, for right now, I'm just thinking about what a cluster F Ottawa is right now, because I can't just wrap my head around, like, how they've gotten themselves in this situation. And obviously I'm not a Sens fan, so I can't really dive into the details, but I mean, I saw a few interesting tweets. I don't know if you've seen them, but someone tweeted, I believe it was Travis Yost, who tweeted something about the culture, the locker room culture in the in Ottawa needing changing. So that pretty much sparked the whole fire sale in Ottawa. So, I mean, and then with Erik Karlsson possibly being traded, obviously you got season ticket holders and other fans, other Ottawa fans who are already upset like heck that their team's in the position that they are, especially in the standings. But now you're dealing with your franchise captain potentially being traded. That's not going to go well.
No, it's not going to go well at all, unfortunately.
Yeah.
So, all right. Well, we will get ready for Minnesota. That's going to be a huge game.
Oh, yeah.
And in they're in a tight race with Minnesota's win. Let's take a look at the standings in the West right now. That was one thing I forgot to do in the wraparound. So let's come on, computer. There we go. All right, there we go. We'll save the East for later.
Right.
We'll talk about the conference that really matters to us.
The West Coast, aka the Best Coast.
Yeah, boy. So go ahead. I'll let you do this, Felix. This is all you.
Sorry. Okay, so in the Central, we have in first place with 60 games played, Nashville with a record of 37-14-9, 83 points, 32. I guess I'll say it, rows. And then
Drake Jetix, if you're watching.
And then Winnipeg, 61 games played, a record of 36-16-9, 81 points, 34 rows. Minnesota in third place, 61 games played as well, 34-27 record, and 75 points with 31 rows. And then we have in the Pacific Division, obviously in first place is the Vegas Golden Knights with 60 games played, a record of 40-16-4, 84 points, and 38 rows. San Jose, 62 games played, a record of 33-21-8, 74 points, and 29 rows. Anaheim with 62 games played as well, 31-20-11 record, and 73 points and 27 rows. And then, of course, in the wild card, we have the Dallas Stars in the first wild card spot in the West, with 61 games played, a record of 35-22-4, 74 points and 31 rows. And then St. Louis with 62 games played, record of 34-24-4, 72 points and 31 rows. And I guess I'll go on with the rest. It's LA with 61 games played, 33-23-5 record with 71 points and 31 rows. Calgary, 62 games played, record of 31-22-9, 71 points, 29 rows. Colorado, 60 games played, 32-23-5 record, and 69 points and 31 rows. Chicago with 62 games played, a record of 27-27-8, 62 points and 26 rows. Edmonton with 60 games played, 25-31-4 record, 54 points and 23 rows. And what a drastic turnaround from last year's playoff run, of course.
No kidding. What a What a complete
fall. Yeah.
And we mentioned about Todd McClellan being on the hot seat there, and it'll be sad to see if that goes the way, because Todd is a good coach, just no support whatsoever.
Right, and it's going to be interesting. Just, and I don't think they've actually made any moves that before the deadline at all, right?
Who?
Edmonton.
No, they haven't even sold or
anything. Yeah, so I'm curious to see what they do on Monday.
Right?
Yeah. Unless they decide to just continue crapping the bed, you know, this season, and you know, just don't make any moves and then leave everything for the off season, you know.
Beardy guy doing his lineup, going with Meyer, Pabst, Donskoy, Hurdle, Couture, LeBanc, Bodker, Tierney, Carlson, Goodrow, Fair, Sorensen. Yeah, we could give Sorensen a shot. Heed, Burns as a fence pairing, Vlasic, Braun, and Dylan and Ryan. I almost want Heed to be with Dylan, but I digress. And even Jerry F is mentioning that. So, final thoughts from you, Felix, as we wrap this up, and where the people can find you online.
Right. So, Sharks lose tonight, unfortunately. One of those games that I'm glad I missed. Hopefully they can do better next time around against Minnesota, and I can actually catch that game given my busy schedule.
Yes.
But, you guys can find me at Teal Town Ghost on Twitter. Obviously, I write for Teal Town USA. I recently posted a few articles. If you haven't read them, go check them out, please. Be great for traffic, too. that pretty much sums it up for me.
Gotcha. Well, thank you very much for jumping in. Really appreciate it.
And it's been so long, and I absolutely appreciate this too.
Oh yeah, of course. I appreciate you. I would have kidnapped Ian as well, but he went to bed. And I don't blame after this morning. This morning, I don't want to say miracle on ice, but if you were to tell me that Germany was going to play in the semifinals in the Olympics and have to beat Canada, I would have been stunned.
Yeah, I was surprised too. Although I will say that I missed the game because I had no idea it was on, but still that was a shocker.
And Team Germany definitely has a Sharks contingency with them, head coached by, of course,
Marco Sturm. Yep.
He's done a phenomenal job. And watch out. If he pulls off the upset and gets the Germans gold, I would think a lot of people are going to be calling him for an NHL job.
Sure.
You also have Christian Ehrhoff as an assistant captain of the team. Guess who's the captain of the Germany team?
I'm going to guess the guy who shoots the puck the wide the most.
No. He's the assistant, but Marcel Gotch.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Is the captain of the German team. Timo Pellmeier, who was a Sharks prospect, who was also part of that Travis Moan, Kent Huskins deal that also had Nick Bonino go to Anaheim in 2009. Was also part of it. So again, Felix, thank you for joining me.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I appreciate it because, you know, not everybody wants to hear my voice for 45
minutes. Funny thing is, I was going to go to bed early, but then I was like, you know, like not this, like not like 8:30 early, but like, you know, just in a few minutes, but because I've been so exhausted. But then I saw you guys run, I was like, cool, okay. Why not check it out? You
know? Well, I appreciate it.
Yeah. And then I came on and I was like, holy crap, you're the only one tonight.
Yeah, usually how this works is, well, let me put this here. In case you missed anything and you want to hear it again, check us out on TLTownUSA.com or your favorite podcatcher, whether it's iTunes, Google Play, SoundCloud, Stitcher, TuneIn, YouTube, you name it, you see it. You can see Felix's articles.
By the way, when are we going to be sponsored by Expedia by the number of times you keep saying .com?
Shh, don't tell them I'm using that. But getting back to that point of what are we talking about?
Let's see, we were talking about before we were talking about me being on Team and Tealtown USA in my articles or what?
Before that. Okay. Chat, help us out. I've lost my mind. Jeez. Man, of course, there's a little bit of delay on the chat.
Right.
So, we'll forget. If you have any last minute things, let us know. Otherwise, we'll get out of here. We'll be back with you following the Sharks and the Minnesota Wild. I have store inventory at midnight this on Sunday. So I'm hoping I don't,
After the show. I remembered what you were going to say. You were talking about like what you guys usually do. Like,
oh, yeah. So usually we'll go during the game and ask, okay, who wants to be on the show tonight? Mm-hmm. And we didn't hear anything from anybody. And I already knew I was going to do it. So I'm like, okay. Right. So we could get by with just one,
mm-hmm.
if that works. But, When it started getting crickets.
Yeah, I know how that feels because I tried to do a Periscope myself on the Tealtown USA account, and like, you know, that only lasted so long. So
you can only talk so much,
right?
So, all right, we'll get out of here, guys. Right. Felix, thank you so much for being with me tonight. Appreciate it. Chat, you are great, is awesome. Tell everybody that you know about this show. We will definitely get it.
Hey, the more the merrier, right?
Yeah, the more the merrier. I mean, we got up to 20 tonight. We can definitely hit those triple digits, especially during the playoffs. That'd be great. But thank you so much for watching. We will see you after the game on Sunday night. And Felix, I'll let you do the tagline as we sign out.
All right. Okay, sorry. All right, well, guys, keep it real, keep it fresh, keep it real fresh, and keep it real teal, rather. Yes. And good night.
Good night, everyone.